KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and a high near 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Police in Council Bluffs Sunday night arrested two men following a report of numerous shots fired in the 200 block of East Orchard Drive at around 11:20 p.m. Officers arrived and made an approach of the area where the shots have been reported to have originated from. As they were making their approach, multiple shots could be heard and seen fired from the rear of the residence. Officers encountered a man later identified as 52-year-old Michael Harris of Council Bluffs, who had come out of the residence at 215 East Orchard. Authorities say Harris refused to comply with officers' order to surrender and went back inside the home. A check of records, meanwhile, indicated Harris had valid warrants for his arrest. A perimeter was established and Council Bluffs Police Emergency Services team was called in. Harris eventually surrendered to police and was taken into custody. He was charged with violation of a court order, probation violation, and interference with official acts. During the course of the investigation, it was found the shots originated from the rear of 209 East Orchard. 56-year-old Ronald Browning of Council Bluffs, who lives in the home there, was arrested and charged with discharging a firearm in city limits and interference with official acts. There are no injuries reported. Red Oak police say no injuries were reported following a collision that occurred at around 9:15 p.m. Sunday at the uncontrolled intersection of East Joy and North 2nd Streets. Authorities say a 2004 Hyundai Tiburon driven by 22-year-old Zachary Marshall of Red Oak was traveling north on North 2nd when it was struck by a westbound 2001 Ford Focus driven by 28-year-old Philip McDonald of Red Oak. Both drivers told police they didn't see each other prior to the collision. Damage from the accident amounted to $16,000. There were no citations issued. A crash over the weekend in Madison County has claimed the life of a Winterset woman. The accident happened early Saturday afternoon and involved a vehicle that left a roadway, struck a pole, and ended up in a ditch. The driver, 59-year-old Leslie Wilden of Winterset, was injured. His wife, 62-year-old Donna Wilden, was killed in the crash. Police say they were working to determine the exact cause of the accident. A Western Iowa man wanted on child endangerment and other charges was arrested Friday in California. Captain Todd Wedham with the Council Bluffs Police Department said in October of 2016, Council Bluffs Police began to investigate 72-year-old Frank French of Council Bluffs on allegations of abuse committed upon his teenage daughter. In January of this year, a felony warrant for French was assigned, charging him with 4 counts of child endangerment resulting in bodily injury, 2 counts of child endangerment without injury, neglect or abandonment of a dependent person, and false imprisonment. On May 19th, French was located and arrested in San Bernardino, California, where he was being held as a fugitive from justice. Proceedings will soon begin to have French extradited back to Iowa. Details of the case, including those documented in the arrest warrant affidavit, will not be released by Council Bluffs Police until French arrives back to Pottawatomie County, where he will be served with a warrant and notified of the allegations he faces. Des Moines police are investigating after a man from Western Iowa was found dead in a church parking lot Sunday. The Des Moines Register reports the dead man was found in the parking lot of Zion Lutheran Church at around 2:30 a.m., with a 27-year-old man who was wounded in the shooting. Police say at least 2 other people were injured by gunfire in the city overnight, but it wasn't immediately clear how many different shootings had occurred. The man who died was identified as 19-year-old Rote Gosh of Carroll. Zion Lutheran Church officials had planned to hold their regular worship services on Sunday. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County early Sunday morning arrested a woman for public intoxication. 28-year-old Madison Marie Bowling of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 1:45 a.m. Bowling was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a former U.S. postal worker has been sentenced to probation for stealing items from the mail that he was supposed to deliver. Federal prosecutors say 42-year-old Kirk Baird of Sergeant Bluff was sentenced in a Sioux City federal court on Friday. He pleaded guilty in March to 1 count of theft by mail by a Postal Service employee. At his plea hearing, Baird admitted that from August to October, he removed cash and gift cards from items in the mail at least 22 times. Baird had originally faced up to 5 years in prison without the possibility of parole. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials over the weekend reported 2 separate arrests occurred on Friday. Just after 11 a.m., officers arrested 35-year-old Kendra Mary Fry of Red Oak on a warrant for theft in the fifth degree. She was later released on bond. At around 4:50 p.m. Friday, officers arrested 30-year-old Nathan Al Ward Jr. of Red Oak. In the alley of the 300 block of Joy Street, Ward Jr. was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. He was taken to Montgomery County Jail and also held on bond. In the funeral announcements, Andy Fredrickson, age 66, of Atlantic, died May the 4th. A celebration of life for Andy Fredrickson will be held this evening from 6 until 8 p.m. at Nishna Hills Golf Club in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Ruby Edmonds, age 97, of Manning, died Wednesday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Ruby Edmonds will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Dr. James H. Bailey, DVM, age 93, of Brookings, South Dakota, a native of Atlantic, died May the 12th. Burial for Dr. James H. Bailey will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. The Eisenhower Funeral Home of Brookings, South Dakota, has arrangements. Carol Kinter, age 88, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Friday at Salem Lutheran Home in Corning. A mass of Christian burial for Carolyn Kinter will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. George Kuzel, age 81, of Messina, died Thursday. Funeral services for George Kuzel will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And James Leo Friend, age 79, of Erling, died Wednesday at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. Memorial services for James Friend will be held at a later date. The Reek and Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.